ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Padil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Chov Vov. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisroel Lutiyaledes Oyvedes Kichovim Bipnei Shemiyaledes Bein La'avodas Kichovim. One is not a Isha, Yisraelis, is not allowed to be Miyaled Oyvedes Kichovim a Goyo, since she's going to be Miyaled the Ben to Avodah Zarah. The Lashon of our Mishnah is mashma that the problem of being Miyaled the Goya is because the Ben is going to be a Ben L'Avodah Zarah. Says the Dakri Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sivkotn Zayin, B'Shem the Knesset Hagdoilo, that it seems to be from the Lashon of Mishnah, the whole problem is only in a Goya who is Oved Avodah Zarah. But other Goyim who are not Oved Avodah Zarah, L'moshel Yishmaelim, who don't have a halacha of Oved Avodah Zarah, and so to other goyim who are not Ivdei Avodah Zarah, is mashma, by them there's taken no issa to be mialid and help them give birth, because you do not have the reason of the Mishnah of Loitialid ben Avodah Zarah, since these goyim are not Ivdei Avodah Zarah, and the whole issa is only by someone who is Ivdei Avodah Zarah. The same mashmos is by already in the Meiri. The Meiri says at the end of the sugyas over here in this second parak of Avodah Zarah, that is bizman hazeh, where the goyim are not Ivdei Avodah Zarah, a lot of the halachas which we find in this perek are not negeya b'zman hazeh. L'chayra is mashman imiri is referring also to this case, which the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to give birth to a goya because of the issa avodah zarah, and this din is not applicable nowadays since the be'emes are not anymore over the avodah zarah. But Rebbe Kiva Eiger in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Nun Daled at the end of the simen, he says on this halacha that you're not allowed to be miyale the ben of a goya, he says that this din only applies by goyim, but by someone who is already mekabel zayin mitzvahs, and he's got a din of a geir toshav, then there's no issa to be mialed. If this isha is already a geir toshav, then if you're allowed to help her give birth, it's mashma l'chir in Reb Kiva Eiger that he's only matir to help be mialed a goya, only if she's mamish a geir toshav, and she's been mekabel all zayin mitzvahs, like the lashon of Reb Kiva Eiger over there, im kibla zayin mitzvahs, then einu osa liyaldo. It's mashma that it's not enough if she's just been mekabel not to be oved avodah zarah. Even though we said the lashon of the Mishnah is mashma l'chir, that the issa is only if you mialed ben avodah zarah, it sounds like Reb Kiva Eiger understood that this din is even in a case where there's no avodah zarah involved, there's still a issa, and only in the case of a geir toshav, then it'll be mutter. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer on Maseches Kutim Metahir, in his Pirush Metahir Oitz Yudches, he's already medayik this diuk in Reb Kiva Eiger. He says that it sounds like from Reb Kiva Eiger only a geir toshav is mutter. Says Reb Chaim that must be Reb Kiva Eiger understands that the lashon of ben l'avodah zarah is lavdafka. We do not need l'avodah zarah. It's enough that this child is going to be a rasha. And since a normal goyim will do ovdei avir, it's mameila osa for other avirs he's going to be doing, even if it's not going to be over the issa of avodah zarah. And only someone who's already been mekabel all the zayin mitzvahs, and says Reb Chaim Knievsky that even though this is not mechayev the child to continue with this kabbalah of being a geir toshav, but normally if the mother was ready mekabel to be a geir toshav, mameila the child will follow in her ways, and there's no chashash of being meila the ben rosha. But al kaponim is mashma that Reb Kiva Eiger understands, not like the Knesset Hagdoila, that this issa applies even in the case of a goy who's not over Avodah Zarah. Be'emes, the Mekoy of Reb Kiva Eiger, we find already in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perik Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says the Halacha, which is mentioned later on in the Gemara, that one may not be miyaled nochris on Shabbos, even bischar, because there's no eva, you can get out of it, like the Gemara explains later. And says the Rambam, this is only applies, this issa, only by a normal goya. But a geir toshav, there's no issa to be miyaled a bas geir toshav on Shabbos. And this din is brought down in the Mogen Avraham, in the Urechaim, Simeshin Lamed, Sivkot and Dalet. And says the Mogen Avraham that it's mashma in this Rambam that a goy, even if he's not Oved Avodah Zarah, it's still also to be miyaled on Shabbos. Says the Prima Godim, this is the same diuk we medayik in Reb Kiva Eiger. Says the Prima Godim that the raya of the Mogen Avraham, from the Lashon of the Rambam, is that the Rambam is only matir to be miyaled only a geir toshav. Masha'in Kain, a goya who's not mekabel all the zayin mitzvahs, even though he's still not a oved avodah zarah, it's mashma, it's still also only a geir toshav is mutter. Masha'in Kain a goya, it's also even though she's not going to be oved avodah zarah, and it's still also to be yaled on Shabbos. But over here, Be'emes, the Prima Godim and the Magen Avraham are discussing a case of Leida on Shabbos, which is the Rambam's case, and the Machzis HaShekel explains that this din is because it's an Issa of Shabbos, and even though the Gemara's Mavur later on, there's no Chil Shabbos involved, but still also because it's a Shabbos, the Shulchan Chirav explains that this on Shabbos is Issa Tircha, and Memela, you're not allowed to be Miyaled, anyone who's not a Baskei Toshav. But the Kivayga is Mavur, that even during the week, and the Ikka Mishnah, which is discussing a normal Leida, is also Asa to anyone who, any Goy, even though they're not Ivde Avodah Zarah, and only in the case of a Gei Toshav, then it's Mutter. Our component, to summarize, it comes out that L'Chaya, one would learn normally the Lashon of the Mishnah, like the Knesset HaGdoila says, the Issa is only to someone who's Ovid Avodah Zarah. But Rebbe Kivayga holds that the Issa is any Goy, and only a Gei Toshav, then the Issa does not apply. And the Rambam is Mavur, this Chiluk of Rebbe Kivayga, that you need a Gei Toshav, Legaba Shabbos, that on Shabbos the heter to be miyaled a goya on Shabbos is only in the case of a Gei Toshav and not in the case of a goya, even though she's not over any Yisurim. And the Kivayga understands that this din is not just on Shabbos, this din is also during the week. And the Meila says, the Kivayga, our Mishnah, is also discussing any other goya, not just a goya who's over Avodah Zarah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky over there in his Sefer in Maseches Kutim says that l'chori this is the machlokes which we find in the Tosefta, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, says that you're allowed to be miyaled a ben kutis. The kutis, the kutim, they were not ovdei avodah zarah. Says the Tosefta, we're allowed to be miyaled the kutis, we're allowed to help them give birth. The Meseches Kutim is mavur, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that says mefurish that also liyaled kutis. We're not allowed to go mimiyaled the kutis. The machlokes with the Tosefta allows to mimiyaled the kutis, whereas in Meseches Kutim we find that they're not allowed to be mimiyaled the kutis. Says Reb Chaim, this is the machlokes because the Tosefta holds that the Issa is only in the case where the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the kutis was not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's muta, whereas the Meseches Kutim holds that this Issa applies to any Goy, and not just to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore Kutim have a halacha of Goyim, since the Ovdei, since the Rishoyim, they do not keep all the mitzvahs, Memela, this Issa applies even to the Kutim also. Kaponim, whether you say this in Machloikas over here, whether this Mishnah is only discussing the Issa of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or any Goy, even there's no Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's also going to be Asa, besides the Gei Toshav, it's also going to be a Issa. In the Mishnah is Mavur that the Issa to be Miyaled a Goya, and also the Issa is Hanokah, but the other way around, for a Goya is allowed to be Miyaled a Yisraelis, and there's no Cheshash of Shvichas Domim, and Huadin is allowed to be Menik, the Ben of a Yisraelis. The Gemara says there's a Machlokes over here between Yirmiyah and Chachomim, and Yirmiyah does not allow any case to be miyaled a goy, a Yisraelis, because with chushish of shvichas domim, that the goy shemiyaledes will kill bedafka the child of the Yisraelis. And the Chachomim agree that it's muta, they hold it's muta in the case where it's oimedes al gabo. They agree to remain in the case where there's no one else standing by the birth, but in the case of oimedes al gabo, the Chachomim are mati. Tosfos in the Ramaschal Oimedes explains that the case of the machlokes between Ramea and Chachomim, whether this maisa is muta through Oimedes al gabo, this is also discussing a case where it's Bushus Yisraelis, because normally that is where the birth takes place, in the Yiddish woman's house, and on that there's machlokes Ramea and Chachomim, whether Oimedes al gabo is muta. So says Mavur from this din, that even in a case where the birth is taking place, Bushus Yisraelis, the heter of Chachomim is only in the case of Yomedes al gabo, but if there's no one else standing b'shas the birth, then there's no heter, even though the birth is taking place b'shus Yisraelis. And the Rosh paskins the same halacha in Simon Vav, and this is the halacha which the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin la halacha, that the heter of our Mishnah, that the Goyishim Yaledes should give birth to the Israelis, is only in the case of Yomedes al gabo, even though it's b'shus Yisraelis, there's still no heter without Yomedes al gabo. This is not like the Tshuvas the Rashbo, who says in Chilek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, that the din of Oimedes al gabo is referring to Rishus of the Goya, in the Rishus of the Meyaledes, who's the Goya, but in the Rishus of Yisraelis, it's Muta, even without Oimedes al gabo. The Rosh and Tosfos disagree with the Rashbo, and they hold that the case of the Mishnah is like a normal case, where the Yisraelis is giving birth in their own house, and Afal Pikein, the Chachomim only Mati, with Oimedes al gabo. This is a clear din, which is Gepaskin Alocha, that the heter of Rishus Yisraelis is not enough. We need to have also Oimedes Al Gabo. The Mevucha is, there's a Shaila, a big Shaila in the Poiskim, according to Shita Satoisvus and the Rosh, who hold that the heter of Rishus Yisraelis is not enough, and we need to have Oimedes Al Gabo, what will be the Alocha in a case where she's giving birth, Be'emes, in the Rishus Hagoya? Is there also a heter for her to give birth through the mialedes of the goyish mialedes in the goyish mialedes' house with using this heter of Yemedes al Gabo? Since Tosfos explains that Yemedes al Gabo is talking in a case where she's giving birth in her own house, maybe this heter only applies when she's giving birth in her own house, because you have two milas. You have the mila that's being in her own house, Yishus Yisraelis, where definitely the goyish mialedes is more scared, and also there's Yemedes al Gabo. So, but in the case where she's giving birth in the Goyish house, maybe in that case, Oimedes Al Gabo will not be enough. The Rosh is Mavur L'Chiriklaw, that in the case where she's giving birth in the Goyish house, even Oimedes Al Gabo is not going to be enough, and we need always Tarot L'Tivusa, we need two Heterim in order to be Mate, a Goyish Mialedes. She has to give birth in the Israelis' house, and also there has to be a Heter of Oimedes Al Gabo. But in the Shitta of Tosfos, this is not clear, and it depends, Bemis, on the Girsa in the Lashon of the Tosfos, which the Mashal already explained. There's two Girsois in the Lashon of the Tosfos, and the earlier Girsa, which was in Tosfos, will be Mashma, that in the case where she's giving birth in the Goyish house, there is a Heter, if there's a Medes Al Gabo, there's Mutter, even in the case where she's giving birth, Bebeis Hamineches, Bebeis Hamialedes. And this is what the Bach and the Taz, Omedayik, in the Yerideas, Mekuf Nundalet, Zivkot and Aleph, like the going over there, also explains from the Shenus of Tosfos, is Mavur in the Loshenus of Tosfos, according to the Giris Akoponim, that there's a Heter of Yemedes Al Gabo, even Bishus Hagoya. They ask, the Bach and the Taz ask, on the Torah on the Shulchan Aruch, who Lemaisa Paskin not like this. The Torah on the Shulchan Aruch Paskin clearly, that the Heter of Yemedes Al Gabo is only Bebeis Yisraelis. And if she's giving birth in the Goyish house, there's no Heter of Yemedes Al Gabo. And they ask, why does the Torah Paskin, not like the Shulchan Aruch HaKaponim, the Torah Paskin is like the Rosh, but the Shulchan Aruch HaKaponim should bring down the Das of Tosfos, that Yemedes Al Gabo works even Bebeis HaGoya. The Shach in the Kudus HaKesef is Madchik, that the Losh of Tosfos is not Muchach, and since the Rosh asks to give birth in Yishus HaGoya, Memela they Paskin that only Bishus Yisraelis with Yemedes Al Gabo, then it works. The Mashal, when he discusses the Shaila Mamish Bekitzer, he says that L'Chiria there's a Raim Uchrachas from the Loshon of our Mishnah in the Sefer. The Mishnah says in the Heter of Minekes that one is allowed to use a Minekes Goya, but the Mishnah stipulates that this Heter is only Birshusa. Says Rashi, Birshusa means in the Rishus of the Israelis. This is the case where Hanukkah is Mutter. Now since the Gemara says later on also that Hanukkah needs a Heter of Oimedes Al Gabo, Mamela, if we're going to say that this Heter of Yemedes Al Gabo works even in a case where it's Bushus of the Minekes and Bushus of the Goya Meyaledes, then why does the Mishnah say that the Heter is Bushusa only in the Shus of Yisraelis? If there's no one who's Oymed Al Gabo, then even in the Shus of Yisraelis it's Osir. Like Toysus is Meichiach. Elomai, we're talking about in a case of a Medes Al Gabo, then these Achronim say the Bach and the Taz hold that this Heter is even in the case of a Shus of the Goya. Memeila will come out that the Heter, which the Mishnah says is only Bushusa, is not true, because without a Medes Al Gabo, then it's also even Bushus Yisraelis. And with a Medes Al Gabo, it's Mutter, even a Shus of the Goya. So what the Mishnah, which says that you need to have the Rishus of Yisraelis, L'chir is Muchach, like the Rosh says, and this is the Psak which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even if it's a Medes Al Gabo, we still need to have Rishusa, the Rishus of the Yisraelis. Says Mashal, L'chir is Muchach, that there's need two Heterim, Rishus of the Yisraelis, and also the Heter of Medes Al Gabo. Mameli asks on the other Girsa and Tosfos, which is the Bach Shitta, what do they do with the Lashon HaMishnah of Rishusa? Now, Be'emes, this kasha is not just on the Bach and the Taz, because if you look in the Piskei Tosfos by us, it's Mavur also that the Heter is like the Bach and the Taz say, and there's a Heter even Bebeis HaGoya to give birth if there's a Medes Al Gabo. Mameila, the kasha on Mashal is very strong on the Piskei Tosfos also. Why does Mishnah say that the heter is b'shusa? If we're talking about a medes al gaba anyway, then l'cheir, this heter works b'shusa goya. Memele, you don't need b'shusa, you don't need the b'shusa of the Israelis, because any case where there's a medes al gaba is going to be mutter. The nativ, to answer this question of the Marshal, why does the Mishnah say b'shusa? In the Sefer here, Miriam Yisodeh, says Abemus, we have to understand why did the Mishnah say a loshon of Yeshusa only in the Sefer, which is talking about Hanoka? Why in the Redi Nereisha, which is talking about the Issa of Leda, over there also the Mishnah should say that the Heter is Bushusa? Normally, says the Nativ, one would learn, the reason is because the Leda normally takes place in the Yeshusa of the Beis Israelis. So the Mishnah over there doesn't have to explain Bichlal that the Heter is only Bushusa. Only in the Sefer by Hanoka, then the Mishnah found it necessary to reduce to explain clearly that we're talking about Rishusa. But says in the Tziv, Be'emes, you could say a different pshat. If you look in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Shmois, Simen Zayin, when the Medrash quotes our Mishnah, this heter of Hanoka, that the Isha Yisraelis is allowed to use a Meinekes, a Goya, says the Tanchuma from the quoting our Mishnah, that the heter is Birshusa since through the Meinekes being in the Rishus of the Israelis, she's going to be eating the food of the Israelis, and Mamela, all her food is going to be a hetadiga food. This is going to be mati, her cholov, to go and be used for a Yiddish child. Says the Nativ that you learn from this medrash that there's a whole new pshat in Rishusa. The reason why the Mishnah says Rishusa does not mean that we need to be in the Rishus of the Israelis, and it has to be in her house. The Yisoid HaMishnah is trying to tell us that there needs to be, in the case of Hanoka, there needs to be a heter of Macholis, not a Macholis Asuris, there have to be Macholis Mutoris, and she has to be eating from the Israelis. This is the main point of the Mishnah, Birushusa, and not like Rashi says, the point is that she should be in the house of the Israelis. Says the Nativ, this is the reason why the Mishnah only says it in the Sefer, which is discussing Hanoka. Over here there's a Tanai, that in order to allow a Goy Shemi Aledes, we need to have that she's eating kosher food, and this is only going to happen in Rishus Yisraelis. Mamela says in the Tziv, that according to this Pshat in the Mishnah, there's no Raya anymore to say that the Heter is needed also Rishusa, in order there shouldn't be a Cheshash of Shvichas Domi. Because Lo'ilam, for the Cheshash of Shvichas Domi, Moimedes Al Gabo is enough, and for this there's a Heter even Bebeis HaGoya also. The only reason why the Sefer of the Mishnah says Rishusa is only to tell us a different din, that for the heter of Hanoka, in order to use a Minekes Goya, we need to have that she's eating kosher food, and the Mela, this is the heter of Rishusa, which says in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Birkei Yosef, in the side, in the Gilyan, in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Aleph, brings down this pshat from the Aruch, in Erech Necha. He says also that the Taichin, the Mishnah, B'Shusa, like the Medrash, is because she should eat kosher food, and this is why the Mishnah says it by Hanoka and not by Leda. Al Kaponim, according to this pshat in the Mishnah, we can have the Halacha that Imedes Al Gabo should work even Bebeis Israel, even Bebeis Hagoya, and not just Bebeis Israelis. To summarize what we just spoke, the Din of Tosfos and Rosh is clear that even Bushus Yisraelis is not enough of a heter. We need also to have the heter of Imedes Al Gabo. And only with the case of Imedes Al Gabo, then we can be mati, the Mialedes, or Goya, and when there's no chash of Shvichas Domin. The Shaila is only the other way around. Is Imedes Al Gabo alone enough, even though she's giving the birth in the base of the Goya? Or we need an extra heter of a base Yisraelis also? And on that is a shaila in the Girsa in Tosfos, and the Mashal L'chiri asks from the Lashon of Mishnah B'Shusa is Mashma, we need always the heter of the Rishus Yisraelis also, and the Nativ explains that if you learn the Tnai of B'Shusa is a person, it's a Besedistik Adin just for the Hanoka, because over here we need her to eat kosher food, then there's no Rai anymore, the Gabba, the Din of Imedes Al Gabo, it's not enough, Bebeis Hagoya, and Mamele Ukimimate, Bebeis Hagoya, if there's a Imedes Al Gabo. Now this point which the Nativ mentions, that the needed, we need a heter of a Macholis Mutoris in order to be Mati, a Minekes, a Goya, Be'emes, this is a big discussion over here in Rishonim. What is Be'emes the heter to be used a Minekes, a Goya? We find in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, in the whole Sugya, if not for the fact of the Chashash of Shvichas Domim, then there's no Issa to use a Minekes, a Goya. Ask the Rishonim, this is the Ritva and the Rambai Os. So too the Rashba and the Ritva and the Meiri in Yevomis, Taf Kuf Yudalid Omed Aleph, that from the Gemara in Yevomis over there in Kuf Yudalid is Mavur, that there's a issa to go and be meinik from a nochris. When we're not allowed to use a minekes nochris, the Gemara puts it together with a behemoth tomeo, like you're not allowed to use the cholov of a behemoth tomeo, so too the cholov of a nochris is also asa. And they ask, it's a steer to our sugyo, it's mavua, there's no issa mitzad the cholov, the only issa is only because of sakon. The Ritva and the Rashba both say that Rabbein Chananel is Behemoth Mavur, there is a Issa, and our Sugya, he explains, is only talking about B'mokim Sakona, which is Gemara and Yevamos is over there, is Mavur, B'mokim Sakona, there's a heter for cause of Pikuach Nefesh, to be Meinik, even from Yeledes, even Menekes, Anochis, and they explain that our Sugya is also talking about B'mokim Sakona. Now, we're talking about a case where you would be able to go and call a Menekes, a Yisraelis, and this is a machlokes in the case where you could call her, but she's not around over here, she's not Mitsuya, but she's in a near place where it would be to call her in enough time that shouldn't be a sakana for the life of this child, and you'll have time to call her. The shali is, are we choishish so far to go on the chash of shvichas domim that we should go and call this Isha Meinekes Israelis from a different town, even though she's craven, it would be to save this child and give him to eat. But the shali is, can you use Isha Meinekes Nochis? But Akoponim says, that the Ikes Sugi is talking about B'mokim Sakona, where this child now has got no one else to be Meinik in the near vicinity, and we have to wait for someone else to come. But the Rashba himself says this is not a halacha, and even though it's Mashma in the Gemara Yevamos, like we said, that there's a Issa, the Chol of Nochis, like there's a Chol Issa on Chol of Behemoth Meir, says the Rashba, this is not a halacha, because the Gemara in Ksubis Samech Omed Aleph is Mavur, that Cholav of Adam is Mutter, and there's no difference over there in the Gemara between the Cholav of a Yid or a Cholav of a Goya, everything is Mutter. Says the Rashba, Bal Kolchoch, the Gemara in Yevomis does not mean a real Issa, this is only a Midas Chasidus, it's only a Chumra Ba'alma, because it's much better that the child should not be Yoinik from Cholav, from Isha Nochris. Explains the Rashba, the reason is, because since the cholov comes from achilas nevelas of shkotzim or remosim, from macholes asuris, and these macholes asuris are megadeli cause achzorius and a bad teva in the child, memela they shouldn't be yoinik from a isha nochis who's eating nevelas and shkotzim or remosim. The Rashba even adds on more that the issa is not just because the reason of midas chasidus is not just because macholes asuris, the etzem teva of Yisraelis is, since she's doing mitzvahs, she has the teva of being a baishon, rachmonim, gumlin chasodim, whereas the nochris, the isha herself has a bad teva, and therefore any cholov will also have this teva of the nochris, and mamela, it's midas chasidus and a chumra ba'alma not to go and be yoinek from a isha nochris. But meika adin, this aloch is muta, and mamela, this is why our sugya discusses the isha of shvichas domim, because be'emes meika adin, there's muta to go and be yoinek from isha nochis. The Rashba, over there, and the Ritva, and the Ran, also by us, on mechiach this shitta, that not like a binu chananul, that be'emes has no real isha to be yoinek from isha nochis, from the Medrash in Parshas Shmois, which discusses by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Miriam said to Bas Parai, Ha'eleich v'koryosi l'cho isha meinekes mino ivriyos. Should I call koryosi l'och isha meinekes from the Yiddish meinikos? And she went ahead and called Yecheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash asks, why did Miriam say v'koryosi l'och isha meinekes mino ivriyos? Why just from the Jewish ones? L'choria the Mishnah is mavua by us, there's a heter to be yoinik even from a nochris. And the Medrash answers, because Moshe did not want to be yoinik from anyone, and the Medrash explains, because Pesha osid ledabim ashchino, it's not befitting that he should be yoinik from a dover tomei. Says these Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva Niran, that's mavua in the Medrash, that he took the Mishnah kipshuta, even though there's no sakona, and Miriam could have called the Isha, who's not Ivrios. There was other noshim around, there's no sakona, Afa Pikeno was a heter to go and be meinik from Isha Nochis, like the Gemara asks. The Medrash asks, Al-Khir, why didn't she call a Goisha if there's Mishnah's matter even from a Goisha meinekes? Because the whole Issa is only a Midas Chasidus, like the Medrash answers, that Moshe Rabbeinu therefore did not want to go and be yoinik, because Pesha also ledame mashchino, yinik dovotomi. Now, as we said before, from the Netziv says that the real Chiduk, you can say, not like the Rishonim, Rabbi Chananel holds that everything is awesome. We're not allowed to be yoinek from a Nochris, only B'mokim Sakona. the Rashba and the Ritva and Iran, they say that there's mutam ekadin, Antonio midas chasidus. The Ritva adds on, maybe it's a midrabbonon, but it's only a midas chasidus, not meikadin. Says the Netziv, lalchir, you could be mechalik and say that it depends on the food which the goyal is eating. If the goyal is eating macholas asuris, then there's b'emes ha'isa to be yoinik from the goyal, like it's mashman gemoy vomis. But our Mishnah, who's matir meinekes, the Netziv explained from the Medrash, this is only in the case where the meinekes is eating grishus Yisraelis, and she's eating kosher food, and in this case, b'emes, there's no isa to be yoinik from a cholov anochis, since the cholov came from food, which is not macholas asuris. So says the Netziv, this is the difference between the Gemara by us and the Gemara in Yevomis, Luli Divri Rishonim, who put the two Gemaras together. Moving further on the Amud, the Gemara brings the story down, which Rameir is Mechiach is Shitta from, that the story by the Mialedes, that she said that she already killed many Jewish children, and from here, says the Gemara, we want to learn that it's Mutter, that there is a Cheshash of Shvichas Tomim, and it's also, and the Rabbanon say, there's no Raya. The Torah paskins in Yerideas Mekuf Nun Dalet, that this Issa to use a Mialedes is even a Mialedes Goya who's a Mumcha, who's a Mialedes Mumcha is also Asa, even though we find it on in the Sugyas, that a Rufi Mumcha is mutter to be used even though it's a Goy, because there's no Chashash Shvichas Domim, because he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. But says the Torah, this does not apply by Mialedes. The Torah and the Beis Yosef don't explain the reason. The Bach says the reason is because she feels her reputation won't get ruined because a lot of times it's shchichi nefalim, the nefalim is shchiach and therefore she won't ruin her reputation by killing the child. The Goyen in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sikotan Aleph says that there's a Raya Bemis from Al Gemara because Al Gemara is discussing a Maisa with this Mialedes who sounds from the Gemara she's a Mumcha and Afal Pikein, the Gemara says according to her Meir it's Asa and according to Rabbanon it's only Mutter with the Medes Al Gabo. So you see that even the Mialedes Mumcha is also has the same Alocha and we do not have the Heter of a Rufi Mumcha which is mentioned later on in the Gemara. The Chadridea says you can be matche, the Al Gemara is only like your mayor, but Rabbanon Bemis is also mutter in the case of Oymed Al Gabo, and the Mela, there'll be no Raya from this Gemara to prove even according to Shittas Rabbanon. While Kapon the Goyen says this is a Raya that even according to Rabbanon, the Heter is only in the case of Oymed Al Gabo, even though she's a Mumche. But the Shach, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, asks that this din of the Torah that you're not allowed to use a Mialedes Mumcha is L'chir Nista from Mefurish Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says Mefurish by us in the Sugya that just like a Rufi Mumcha is Mutter, so too a Mialedes Mumcha is Mutter. And the Ritva brings down this Yishalmi over here by us and he asks, he blabs about Tzorchion, why does the Torah not pass like this Yishalmi is Mefurish? And also he says, don't find an earlier poiskim that it's also and Mamela, he blabs about Tzorchion if you're allowed to use a Mialedes Mumcha. In the Tshuva's Beis Yankiv, Simen Kuf Dalet, brought down over there in Bishri Tshuva, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifkotan Aleph, he says that you can say there's a difference if the Mialedes is only a Mumcha for childbirth, or she's a Mialedes Mumcha even for other things also. He says that later on you see in the Sugya, in Dav Chav Zayin, there's a difference if the Reufe is only a Mumcha Ledova Echad, only for one thing, or he's also a Mumcha for other things also. And in a case where she's only a mumcha for one thing, then there's more of a chashash that he's not worried about his reputation so much because he's not a bemis, a big doctor, and he's only a doctor for one thing. Says the Beis Yaakov, also we can be mechalik by Mialedes, that if she's only a Mialedes and only a boki in childbirth, but not other in Yoni Refuah, in this case, we could be choishish, and that is the case where the Torah says we are not allowed to use a Mialedes who's a mumcha, because she's Be'emes does not have the swara of Moria Nafshe, of she's ruining her reputation. Masha'inkin, in a case where the Mialedes is also a Mumcha in under in Yonu Yifur, in that case, says the Beis Yaakov, even the Torah will agree that we're allowed to use a Mialedes Mumcha, if she's a total Mumcha, because then she definitely doesn't want to ruin her good reputation, which she has, that she's Be'emes a good doctor. Memela says the Beis Yankev, la aloche, it could be that we paskin like this Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi is talking about a Ishoch HaChomo, not just a Mialedes, she's also a Reife. Mashenke in the Torah is talking about a Reife who is only a Mumcha, Ledovo Echot. This is very negea in nowadays in hospitals, in Bizman Azeh, where we don't find we're makpid to be used a Goyshe Mialedes, and Be'emes, the Gemara is move over here, that the Mialedes is also to use a Mialedes of a Goya unless it's Anoshim Oyim Demal Gabo. and the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that this Issa is even in the case of a Mumcha. So according to the Shach who says that the Yishalmi is Mate by a case of a Mumcha, the Mamela this is Pasha Lalocha. But the Maisa in Tor and Shulchan Aruch, they Paskin that even in the case of a Mumcha it's Asa. But according to the Beis Yaakov's Chiluk, this is the difference. If there's the Mialedes who's only a Mialedes, only a Bekiah in childbirth itself, then Be'emes will be also to be used according to the day of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. But normally the Mialedes is also a Baki and other in Yonah Yerfuah. In this case, according to the Beis Yaakov's Yisoid, will the Be'emes be Mutter. Other Halkulis, the reason why we're Mekel nowadays, is brought down in the Sefer Toyas Hayeledes from Bitzchak Zilberstein in Perches Ha'orah Hey. He says that Bizman Azes Mutter, since normally the hospitals are run with the government overseeing that everything should be Beseder, and therefore they're more scared to be over Chatz V'Shalom any Shfichas Domim. And so too in the Nishmas Avraham in the Sefer Kuf Nun Dalet Sivkotten Beis, he brings down a letter from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who also says that nowadays in the hospitals, since they, each hospital wants to have a good name, and every child who's killed, who dies during birth, is recorded, and it will eventually ruin the name of the hospital. Mamela, they're not choshud on shvichas domim, and mamela nowadays, this issa doesn't apply in hospitals which is seen properly in order that they should keep their good name. Moving further on the sugya, the end of the omer, the Gemara discusses the halachas of our Mishnah if they apply b'mokim eva or not b'mokim eva. A very interesting shaila is brought down in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. He brings from the Tshuvas HaRajbo in Chilek Aleph Simen Kuf Chof. The shoyal asks the Rajbo if one, a Yerufi Yisrael, a doctor, a Yiddish doctor, is allowed to help a Goya be able to be Misaba and give birth. This Goya was suffering from infertility problems. The shaila is whether is he allowed to help her give birth, since in the Mishnah, by us, is mavur that there's a problem to be miyalid a goya because he's moilid ben avodah zarah. What will be the halacha in order to help her to be merapa her from her infertility problems in order that she should be able to be misaba and give birth? The Rashba answers him that just like we find in the sugya there's a heta of eva, so too this heta of eva is going to be mati even to be merapa and to be able to let her lechatchila become misaba and give birth. And says the Rashba, he's made that he saw once the Ramban himself go and help a Isha Goya become Misaba in order to be able to give birth. And the Ramban was not chushed for anything, for chashoshes of the Mishnah that he's not allowed to help give birth to a Goy, because the Rajbo was, says the Rajbo, the Ramban was mati because of the Svar of Eva, like he find in our sugya. The Beis Yosef says that he saw written that the Rabbeinu Yoner told the Ramban and said on this din of the Ramban that the Ramban was mati to go and help this Goya with her problems in order to become his Abba, that the Ramban is marbe zari shel amolik. By doing such a maisa of helping her give birth and be misaba, then the Ramban is being marbe zari shel amolik, which is the Issa. Says the Be'er Sheva in his Tshuva, the end of the Sefer, Simen Samach, that if not for the Rashba, we could say that the Ramban Be'emus was not also, was not mati because of Eva. The only reason why the Ramban was mati is only he wanted to see if these treatments would work and help this Isha in order to afterwards use it by Yiddish Noshim. And therefore he used it only for Nisoyin, and the Emes, he wouldn't have done it in order to be Merapa. But says the Be'er Sheva that since the Rashba himself, who was a Talmud of the Ramban, who was made on his Rebbe, that the Ramban was Be'emes, was Merapa, this Goya, Mishum Eva, you see that the Ramban is mati, that any Mishum Eva is Be'emes Mutter, even to go and help her become Miss Abba, and not like Rabbeinu Yoni Svar. Then Tshuvas Chasim Sefer in Yerideas Menkuf Lamed Aleph, he asks that if Be'emes the Ramban was mati because of Eva, why does Rabbeinu Yoni so upset on the Ramban and says, you'll be Mar Bezari Shel Amolik? Everyone knows this Heta of Eva in the Sugya, why should this Heta of Eva not work also to help her with her infertility problems? Also, why should this Heta of Eva not apply? Says the Chasim Sefer that it seems to be that Rabbeinu Yonah disagreed with the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Yonah held that the Ramban was mati even in the case where there was no Eva involved. He would have been able to get out of it, he didn't have to go be merapa her, and he still went ahead and helped her, and this was Rabbeinu Yonah's taina was, that how he allowed to be married by Zari Shalamolik. Says the Chasim Sefer, what is Be'emes the Ramban's heta? If we're talking in a case where there's no Eva, what was Be'emes the heta of the Ramban? Says the Chasam Sefer that the Ramban held that since this Isha would anyway be helped through other people in the town, there were other Reifim around who would be able to help her, Mamela, the Ramban itself, is also allowed to help her in order not to lose his Schar, and he's allowed to take the job of helping this Isha, and he's not Mechuyev to lose the Hefsid of the Schar onto other Reifim, since anyway this Isha will get helped by other people, and they will end, will become Isaba and be Moilid, Ben Avodah Zarah, Mamela in this case will be Mutter. Says the Chasam Seifa, according to this heter of the Ramban, if this is Be'emes the Pshat, it will come out that there's a new heter in our sugya, that in the case where there's other Mialdis, who are Goyisha Mialdis, and anyway this Isha Goya will be able to go and give birth to the other Noshim Mialdis who are Goyis, then in this case there will Be'emes be a heter for Isha Mialedes Israelis also to help her give birth, since there's no difference, anyway she'll be able to give birth to the other Noshim Mialdis who are Goyis. And in this case, you'll be able to be mati, even a case of Mialedes Yisraelis, where there's no Eva involved. And Rabbeinu Yonah disagreed with the heter, this heter of the Ramban. And Rabbeinu Yonah said on this is called Marbez Arish Alamolik, because he held that since there's no Eva, there's no heter, even though this Isha will anyway be able to give birth through the other Mialdus. This is how the Chasam Sefer explains the Machlekes Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, and he Lahalocha wants to paskin like the Ramban, and he wants the Be'emes be mati in the case where there's other Mialdis in town to allow a Mialedis Israelis to take care and to take money for the birth of a Goyisha child. Another Svara to be Mazbir Rabbeinu Yonah, that even in the case we're talking about a case of Eva, the Rabbeinu Yonah held that it's still called Asa because it's Marbez Arish Alamolik. Says the Knesset HaGdoila on the Torah, Nois Vav, and in his Sefer, Dina D'chaya on the Smag, in Lavi Memhei, that the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that the Heta of Eva is only in the case where the Isha is ready in Meruberes, and she's is giving birth. In this case, you're allowed to go and help her give birth, Mishum Eva. But to go and help her, Bichlal, becoming Meruberes, in this case, there's no Heta of Eva, and this goes right in the Klal, what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's Marbez Arish Alamolik, to help her, only to be help her to give birth, this is the Heta. Al Kaponim, this is an interesting Shaila, which is in the Machlokes Rishonim. Is there a heter to help Isha with her infertility problems in order to help her become a Uberes, a Goya? Does it go into the Klal of the Mishnah of Leitialit Bein L'Avodah Zarah? And the Ramban was Mati, and the Rashba says the heter was because of Eva, and the Rabbein Yonah were Asad, and the Rabbein Yonah says this is Asa, either because he holds that even in the case of Eva it's Asa, or because Rabbein Yonah holds that the heter of the Ramban was talking about not in the case of Eva, and he was Mati, like the Chasam Sefer explains, because there were other Noshim in town anyway who were able to help her, and Mamela, other Reifim in town who were able to help her, and in this case, the Ramban held he could be Mati, and Rabbein Yonah asses, because Yomar Bezari Shalamolik. Moving further on the Gemara says at the bottom of the Amud in the new sugya, Tonir Bavua Kami de Biychnon Hoiv de Kechovim Veroye Behimodako Loimalim Veloy Meridin Avolaminim Vamoises Vamumim Meridim Veloimalim. Toisves and Amud based of Amasch Veloy Meridim discusses this din which the Gemara says that a goy, your Loy Meridim Veloy Malim. L'chayra, since a normal goy is being over on a Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, then we should be allowed to kill him for the mere fact that he's over his Zayin Mitzvah. Why does the Gemara say in this Breitzer that goy is loy malim veloy meridin, which is mashma that it's mavur, that you're not allowed to be married this goy and kill him, and l'chayra, this goy is being over the Sheva Mitzvah. Says Toisves that there's a heter, Rabinuk Bikro Leheteria, there's a heter which we find from a Pasuk, that we're allowed to keep these goyim alive, and we're not mechuyev to kill them if they were over the Zayin Mitzvahs, because it says in the Pasuk, Behoyu Lechol Lemas Va'avoducha, and from here we learn that we're allowed to keep these goyim alive, and we're not mechuyev to kill them. Mamela, this is the din of the Breita, that the goy is Loimalev Loimurid, even though he's a normal goy, is over the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Rebbe Kveiga over here is Metzayan to Tosis later on in Samech Daled Omid Beis, who also says that Be'emes should be a Issa to go and keep these goyim alive, the Chayu should have to kill them. Says Tosis is Mochach in our Gemara that before there's a Psak Din, through a Bez Din, there's a Heter to keep them alive, and this is like Tosis explains by us, because there's a Pasuk which is allowing them to keep them alive. The Beis Yosef in Yeridea Simekuf Nun Ches says that the Chayu is Mavu in our Tosis, that if a person would want to go and kill this goy, it would be mutter to kill him. Because since he was over the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, he's Chayiv Misa, and there's no Asra, we're allowed to kill him. Tosfos is mashma that there's only a heter. We're allowed to keep them alive if you want. You're not mechuyev to kill him. And this is the Braisa which says that loy malim veloy meridim doesn't mean you're not allowed to kill him. Loy meridim means you're allowed to keep him alive. You're not mechuyev to be married him lebur like the minim and apikosim later on in the Braisa. And be'emes, if a person would want to kill him, you'll be allowed to kill him. Says the Beis Yosef, this is also Mashman Rambam in Hilchos Yitzchak, Perek Dalet Halach Yud Aleph, who says the Loshon that a goy is aim mesavivin lohem misa. He doesn't say a Loshon of Issa, he just says that one does not cause him to die. Later on, when the Rambam says that there's an Issa to go and save a goy, which is the Issa of Loy Malin, there the Rambam uses a Loshon of Issa. The Rambam says, Aval Osu Lahatzil Oison. Says the Beis Yosef is mashma that the din of loy meridin is not a issa, it's just a heter that you're allowed to keep them alive and you're not mechuyev to go and kill them. But if you want, you're allowed to go and kill them, and this is the taichin loy meridin in the Mishnah. Be'emes is mefurish like this din in the Ritva in Makis Daf Tes Amud Aleph. He says clearly that even though a goy is loy malev loy merid, but you're still allowed to kill him if you want, and it's only a heter you're allowed to keep him alive. The Taz in Kuf Nun Ches, you've gotten base. He, Lemay says, Marich to be Mechiach, not like the Psak of the Beis Yosef and the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. And he says, as Muchach in Tosfos, Daf Yudom et Beis before, that a goy, you're not allowed to kill. And the Pshat in our Breisa of Loy Malin and Loy Meridin is not just a heter. The Loy Meridin is a Issa, one is not allowed to go and kill this goy. And he says that even though Tosfos says a Loshon of a heter, Tosfos just means that there's a heter, and Minatoya there's no Chiyuv Misa. But Lemaisa mida abonon is a Issa mida abonon to go and kill a goy, and this is not just a din that you're not mechuyev to. There's be'emes a Issa mida abonon to kill the goy. The Shach in the Kudas HaKesef over here in Kuf Nun Ches, he says like the Mechaber, there's no raya from Tosfos Daf Yudam at Beis, and he holds that be'emes is mutter to kill a goy, and only in a case where there's a we don't know that he was over the Zayin Mitzvahs, then you're not allowed to kill him. But in the case where we know that he's over the Zayin Mitzvahs, then you're allowed to kill him because of this halacha that goy sh'ova Zayin Mitzvahs is chayiv misa. The Maisa, the Achrinim ask on the Beis Yosef, who says in the Das of the Rambam, that the Rambam also holds that it's mutter to kill the goy, and he learns pshat in the Breis of Loy Meridin, means that you're allowed to kill them alive, you're not mechuyev to be married them. They ask that Be'emes Mufurish and the Rambam Faket, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph, Osu Lahoyed Oysu Lebor, the Rambam says Mufurish, we're not allowed to go be Murray the Goy into the Bor, the Mechaschinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Gimel, you've got his Ois Beis, he asks, Ich Nelam Me'enei Abedoylach Shel Abis Yosef, how can this Rambam be missing from the Abis Yosef's eyes, that the Abis Yosef had everything clear in front of him, and he missed this Rambam, who says, Mefurish Nuch Zavi Dezor, that you're not allowed to kill a goy, and he says, Mechaschinuch Labakolchoch, the Rambam in Hilchos Yitzchak, even though he uses a Loshon of Ein Mesavivin Lahem Isa, also means that you're not allowed to kill him. Like the Taz said, that Alisa is Issa Midah Abonon, and not like the Loshon of the Mechaber, that Be'emes, you're allowed to kill the goy, and only it's a heter, like the Mechaber is Medayek and Loshon HaTosfos. So too, the Mekor Ma'im Chaim on the Sefer Shulchan Aruch also asks his Kasha on the Beis Yosef, that in the Das of the Rambam, it's Mefurish Nilchas Avodah Zarah, Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph, that you're not allowed to kill a goy, and the Taitshin our Breisa of Loy Meridin means that there's an Issa, you're not allowed to be married the goy into the bird. Another interesting sad, we find in Sefer Siach HaSodeh, in the Chilek Gimel, in Likutim at the back, he brings down from the Medrash Ogu in Siman Tes, says that someone who kills a goy is potu midine odom v'chaye bidine shomayim. This is like a new tzad, that even though there's no issa, but there's a chiyuv bidei shomayim al kaponim. So al kaponim, we learned here, you say this to Geshayla, if the taich in our breisa, which says loy meridin, means that you're not allowed to kill the goy, this is a mafurish in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Or Loy Meridin just means that you're not mechuyev to go and be married to him. But if you want to kill him, Be'emes, you're allowed to kill him since he's in the case where he's over the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, because the mashmos of Tosfos is that Be'emes it's only a heter because of this pasuk of a hoyu l'chol mas v'avaducha, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins la'alocha, that if you want to kill him, you're allowed to, and it's only a heter to keep him alive if he was over one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Moving further on the Sefer of the Breiter continues on and says that Minim, the Mesuris, from the Mesurim, the people who are Moiser, the money, like Rashi explains, to the Goyim, the Malshin, and the Moisim, Momi Chavriim, Biyadiv de Kichovim, these are Muridin, Veloy Malin. These you're allowed to even be Murid them to the bird. It's a chiddush din in the Braises Mavur that besides the dinim of a min and a mumma, which the Gemara is later on going to discuss, we're talking about mumma lahachis, besides that there's also a mosur, someone who's a malshin and gives over the money of the yid to goyim, is also allowed to be married in them into the bor. The Rosh in his Tshuvas, Klal Yud Zayin, is brought down in the Torah, in Chish Mishpat, Simen Shim Peiches, says that the Yisoid HaHeter to go and kill this mosur is because of the din of Abola Hogecho Hashkim Nehogoy. He has a din of a Reidef, he's trying to be Reidef, because by being malshin on the money, we're scared now the goyim are going to come for more money, and eventually it will come the din in Nefoshes, which is normally Shchiach in these cases. Says Rosh, therefore this person who's malshin has a aloch of a Reidef, and Abola Hogecho Hashkim Nehogoy, you're allowed to be married him into the bor. And so too, Rabbi Din Yehuda, the son of the Rosh, in Simen Ayin Hei, his Tshuva Zichron Yehuda, Simen Ayin Hei, he says a lot of stories that they were mati because of this taina that Mosu were allowed to be married Labori because of a Reidif. And he explains that Loimi Boya, the Nimsai himself, the person who the Malshin was speaking about, he definitely is allowed to kill the Malshin. But even other people also were choshesh that since this person is a Muchsuk, he's Muchsuk ready to be Malshin, we're scared that he might do so to other people also, and therefore we're allowed to kill him and do a Reidif. And he brings down a story that the Rimigash went ahead and killed a Reidif on Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos, B'Shas Ne'ila, in order to show everyone this halacha, that a malshin has halacha of a reidev, and we're allowed to kill him, to get rid of him, in order that he shouldn't make any problems anymore for the Yidden. Al Kaponim, you see this yisoid, that the heter is geboit, because he's a reidev. So too the Shilti Geborim over here, in Zayin Amud Beis, in the Dapir Arif, brings down this from the Rosh, in Baba Kama, Perik HaGoizel Basra, Simen Chav Zayin, that yisoid the heter, to kill a mosul, is because of the din reidev. In the Rambam is also L'chirim Avu Azay, the Rambam says in L'chus Chivel U'Mazik, Perik Ches Haloch Yud Aleph, that if the Mosul has already said this Halshona to the Goyim, he's already said over, or he gave over the information to the Goyim, then now it's already too late, then says the Rambam, that if he's not Muchzik Lekach, if he's not normally a person who's Malshin, and he only had a personal grievance against one person, in this case, since he's already said what he had to say to this Goy, to the Anosim, in this case, we're not allowed to kill the Mosul. Explains the Ksav Sefer in Yeridea Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, because since the Heter is because of Hatzolas Hanudaf, it's Midin Habola Holgecho Hashkim Naholgoy, over here it's too late, we're not going to save anything by killing him, since it's already been said, already the Alshon has already been done, and only in a case where this person is Muchzig Lekach, and he knows he's normally going to be malching on other people, in that case we're allowed to go and kill this Reidev, in order he shouldn't be Reidev after other people, and this is the Yisoid HaHeter on the Sugya, because of a Reidev. But Be'emes Rashi, in Gittin, Memhei Amud Beis, is Mavua a new reason why the Mosul has a din of Meridim V'lei Malim. Rashi says, in the Sugya over there, discussing the Aloch of a Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah Shekos V'imin, U'mosul, U'muma, and Rashi says that all these cases, the Gemara explains, the Sefer Torah is possible, since they were written by someone who's Enid Bakshira, is someone who's possible, the Mosul and the Muma, they both passel the Sefer Torah with their writing. Says Rashi, what is the problem with the Mosul? Someone who's malshin on other people and he gives away their money, why should they be passel a Sefer Torah? Why should they not be kosher to write Sefer Torah if he's a Yid? He's a Shomer Torah mitzvah. Besides this avera of being malshin on other people, why should he not be able to write Sefer Torah? Says Rashi, since he's a Mosul, kva porak kol oil, he's been porak oil, he hasn't got any more the oil of the Eibishter, and therefore he's possel to write Sefer Torah. It's mavur in Rashi, that Rashi puts together the Mosul together with a Mumma. And just like a Mumma, Rashi says the same Lashon, he's also a Porak oil, and therefore he's possible to write Sefer Torah. So too, a Mosul, a Malshin, someone who's Moisa, someone else's money, is also goes into this klal of a Mumma, since he's Porak oil, and that's why he's possible to Sefer Torah. Says the Chazanish, in Yeridea Simen Beis, you've got new tests, that Rashi holds that the svara of a mosul, of a moisa, someone else who gives over someone else's money, is not just a pashta yitzahara, like other averius, where we can look at him like a mumalite ovoin. Because since this act is despicable, everyone holds, be'ine kol abriyes, this is a dova musuav, to go and be malshin someone else's money, lesheke, like Rashi explains by us, to go and be malshin and be moisa, this is a non-normal kind of yitzahara. Memela says, Chazanish, Rashi holds this goes into the klal of a mumel hachis. And the Mumel HaHachis, the Gemara's Mavur, is later on the Gemara, and the Gemara, Mumel HaHachis is Muridin. We're allowed to be Murid him, the bird, and we're allowed to kill him, just like we kill a mean also. And Mamela actually holds that a muscle, since this is so a despicable act, Mamela, we're allowed to go and kill him, like we kill a Mumma. Mamela come out, Chidash HaKun Zazachazanish, that Rashi Bemis has another shitta. Besides the fact that Kubi Rashi agrees that he's also a Reidif, besides being a Reidif, there's a new heter over here, because a Moisa has a din of a Mumma. And since he has a din of a Mumma, we're allowed to kill him, like Rashi says, Kvaporak Oil, the same reason why the Sefer Torah is possible. According to the other Rishonim, what they say, the reason why we're allowed to kill him is only because of a Reidif. And it's also Mavuah Zayn in Mukhe Yosef, in Ezeo Neshech, in Bar Metzia, Membeis Amedbeis, B'Shem Neramban, that a Moisa is a Reidif, hasn't got din Mumma. According to this, Bemes, we have to understand why does the Gemara say in Gittin that he's possible to write a Sefer Torah, L'chiria is a possible to Yisrael, L'gaba all other dinim in the Torah. But the Ritva over there in Gittin explains that Midrabonon, Chazal passed him, since he's a Malshin, Chazal said that we look at him like someone who's a Goy, who's Einu Bakshira, and he's possible Midrabonon, and not like the Mashmos of Rashi, that Rashi says over there that's a psalm in the Torah, since he's got din of a Mumma. The Ran also over there in Gittin explains that Rashi holds that he's got din Mumma and he's potel min HaTorah, but says the Ran L'chiri is not a Mumma and he's only got din midrabanan, since he's a very Chazal want to be marchikim and we give him a din midrabanan like a din of a Goy, or but Be'emes he hasn't got din of a Mumma. Beis Yosef explains in the Barichas is Machlekes in Erechaim Nechus Tfinin in the beginning of Siman Lamentes. Al Kaponim, we learned the Yisoid the Sigma Machlekes Rishonim, what is the Yisoid HaHeter of Meridim and Moisa? The Masurim, which Rashi, which the Braisa says over here, there's Alocha Meridim Veloy Malim. Most Rishonim take on the reason is because he's got din of a Reidif. And Rashi is Mavoin Gittin that this Moisa has a Alocha of a Mumma, since he's doing something so Mesuav, Be'ini Abriyas, he has a Alocha of a Mumma Lahachis, and a Mumma Lahachis is allowed to be married him Lebor. The Gemara continues on in Machlokes, Rav Acha and Ravina, what is the Alocha of a Mumma Lahachis? Someone who's oichel nevela lahachis, does he have a locha of a mean, or does he have a locha of a mumma l'te'ovoy? Rashi explains the case of a mumma oichel nevelis lahachis is in the case where he has bosa kosher lefanov, and also bosa ha'osa, and he goes ahead and eats the issa diga bosa. In this case, he has no taiva to go and te'ovoy, to go and say he wants to eat dafka the issa, and memela, he's called a mumma lahachis. There are all in Bedek Habayis, on the Torah's Habayis, chesamut beis. He says that the case of a mumma lahachis, which is a machloikis over here, does he have a loch of a mean, or does he have a loch of a mumma, is only in this case of Rashi, where he has two foods in front of him, and he doesn't care which one's the issa digger and which one's the mutter, and he goes ahead and eats the issa as much as he'll eat the heter. In this case, there's a machloikis, does he have a loch of a mean, or does he have a loch of a mumma? But says the Ra'ah, that if this person will tell him that there's a issa and there's a heter, and he'll go ahead bedafka to eat the issa one, in that case, everyone agrees he's got a din of a mean. Because since he's doing this lahachis, he's definitely a murid, and he's a perik oil gomu, where he has a locha of a mean, lekula alma. And the whole machloikas is only in a case where he doesn't care, he's lo ichpasle, he doesn't care which one eats, the issa or the heter. In that case, there's a mandoma holds that he has got a din of a mean, he's only called a mumma. But the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis over there in Chesamet Beis, he argues on the Ra'ah, and he says it's not true. The machlekes between Rav Acha and Rav Inna, where the mumma oichel nevelis lahachis has halacha of a mean, is even in a case where he bedafke eats the issa one. In that case also, there's a madama holds that he hasn't got halacha of a mean, and he's only got halacha of a mumma. The Goyin in Yeridea Simon Beis Sivkot Tezayin says that according to this Rashba, who holds that the machlekes between Rav Acha and Rav Inna is referring to a case where he bedafka wants to eat the one which is asa, Memela says the Goyin that the Rashba holds that in the case of Rashi, where he's only got the issa and the heter in front of him, and he doesn't care which one's which, he doesn't even find out, he doesn't care, even if we'll tell him the issa, he might eat the issa, he might eat the heter, he's not bedafka eating the issa. In this case, says the Goyin, the Rashba holds, he's got din of mumma oichel nevelis l'te'ovoin. L'te'ovoin doesn't dafka mean that he has a taiva to eat the issa over the heter. Even in the case where he doesn't care which one he wants to eat, this case is also a case of mumma oichel nevelis l'te'ovoin. Mamela come out, there's bemes two machloikesen between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. One case, in the case where he wants bedafka to eat the dovah or osa, this case, the Ra'ah holds that everyone agrees he's a mean, and the Rashba holds as a machloikas. And there's another case, in the case where he doesn't care, the Ra'ah holds, in the case where he doesn't care, this is the case where there's a machloikas, whether is he a mumma or is he a mean. And the Rashba holds, in this case, he's only, l'choladeus, he's a mumma, just like a mumma, uichal nevelos, l'toyovim. But the Chazanish in Yerideya Siman Beis Yivkot Nei asks on the Vilna Goyen, and he asks him, where is this hechich to say that according to the Rashba, Be'emes is a machlokes in this case of Rashi? Maybe everyone agrees, even the Rashba agrees, that this case where he doesn't care which one he eats, he doesn't care which is the Issa, which one's the Heta, there's also the same machlokes of the Gemara, is he a mean or is he a mumma? And the Rashba just arguing on the Ra'ah's chidush, that the Ra'ah says that in a case where he bedafke eats the Issa, then he's called a mean. On that, the Rashba disagrees, and he holds that in this case also there's the same machlokes. But it doesn't mean that the Rashba holds that in a case where he doesn't care which one to eat, he's got a din of a mumma l'chol adeis. There's a machlokes in both cases, both being in a case where he wants bedafke to eat the Issa, and being in a case where he doesn't care, both cases as machlokes of Acha and Ravina, does he have a din of a mumma oichol neveles, or does he have a locha of a mean? This is a chlekes chaznish and the goin. Where is the case of a mean according to the Rashba? What would be in the case where he doesn't care? Does he have a locha of a mumma uichel nevelis lete ovoin, or does he have the same chlekes? Is he a mean or is he a mumma? Now in the ikam chlekes between a vacher and a vina, whether he has a din mean or not, Rashi says there's kamo nafkuminis. One of the nafkuminis is, says Rashi, legab the din of the sefer Torah, if he writes. Halacha is in the Gemara Gittin Memhei Amud Beis that Sefer Torah shekosvi mean is Yisorif Mashenki in a Mumma. If we'll have a halacha of a Mumma, then it'll be a halacha of Yigonis. So too Tosfos is Marich the halacha of a Korban, if we'll bring a Korban or not, and the Gabe his Shchita, if the Shchita is kosher, a Shchitas mean is possible, whereas a Shchitas Mumma in the case of certain cases where you breathe the Kisakin, it's going to be a kosher Shchita. Rashi adds on that another Nafke Minna, whether this Mumma Lahachis he has a locha of a mean or not, is the nafkemina, whether in our sugya, are you going to be meridin or loy meridin? Says Rashi, Uda hocha, the same machlikas of our sugya, whether we're going to be married him into the bur, is also totally on the machlikas, whether he has a locha of a mean or not. And the Tosfos Rid says the same thing, that the machlikas, whether you're going to be married him into the bur, is the machlikas, whether is he a mean or is he not a mean. But Tosfos, in the Ramaschel v'chad oma, is mefurish, that lekula alma you married him into the bur, and beemus in lechayyeh the cheshbon haGemara is muchach like this, because the Gemara says that it says in the Braitza that a mumma is also a meridin, and the Gemara asks that a mumma is chol avida sochicha. Says the Gemara, why are we not michalek between a mumma l'teyavoin and a mumma l'achis? And says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yechonon holds that a mumma l'achis has aloch of a mean, and there's no point of saying a mean and also a mumma, and therefore Rabbi Yechonon said, smi mikan, sami mikan mumma, we don't mention the word mumma, because a mumma is meridian, because he's a mean. So it'll come out from the Gemara, that if you hold a mumma is a mean, there's no point, there's no necessity to say the word mumma in the Braita, and he's married a mumma into a boy, because he's a mean. But if we hold a mumma oichel nevelis lahachis has not got a din of a mean, then the braisa is kipshuta, the braisa says mumma, because a mumma lahachis, you also married labur. Mamela will come out l'chir from our Gemara, that l'kula alma, we married a mumma lahachis into the bur. Just the shaila is, are you married him because he's a mean, or are you married him because he's a mumma? But the din is a din muskim, l'kula alma. Mamela, the machsiz ha-shekel asks on Rashi, by us, Machzir HaShekel in his Pirish asks on Rashi, how can Rashi say that the Machlekes, if he's a mean or not, it depends if he's married him lebori. L'chir l'chol adeis, you're going to be married him into the bori, like his Mavur in Tosfos. Chazanish also muches very stark on Rashi, Yerideya, Simon Beis, if cotton Beis, and he's Mechia from other places, also like Tosfos, and he blabs by Rashi with the Kasha, that l'chir the Shaila of Meridin is not totally on the Shaila, whether he's a mumma or he's a mean, l'chir l'chol adeis, you have to be married him into the bori. Because he has a locha of meridim v'loy malim. Be'emes, this point of the Chazanish, you see also in other Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ra'ah in Teres Habayis, which we quoted, say that the Kula we paskin, that he doesn't have a locha of a mean. Because we paskin in this machlekes of Rachir and Vina, we paskin the Hokel, that he has a locha of a mumma. But the Ran is Medayik and the Rif and the Rambam, that they all, he has a locha of a mean. Says the Ran, even though normally we paskin the Kula, over here, there's no tzad which is the Kula. Because even though normally we would understand that to give him a halacha of a mumah is more of a kula, but over here, by giving him a halacha of a mumah, we're going to cause that he's going to be kept alive and he's not going to kill him. Masha'in Kain, in the case, it will give him a din mean, then it'll be meridin, it'll be a kula in order to kill him. So you see, Mefurish in the Ram, that he also holds like Rashi, that the machloikas depends whether you're going to be married him into the boy or not, and it's not just a shaila that the kol hadeis will hold meridin. So too in the Eshkol also, Chilek Gimel Amud 125 is Mavur Mefurish, that the shaila is like Rashi, the same machloikas, whether he's a god in Muin or he's god in Muma, will depend if you married him into the boy. Now just to finish off, we mentioned that the Ram says in the Rambam's Deir, that the Rambam also didn't paskin Lekula, like the Rashba and the Ran, the Rashba and the Ra'or say that we paskin Lekula, that he has got din Muma, but the Ran says in the Rambam and in the Rif, that he has got din of a mean, and therefore we married him into the bur. In this Shaila of Emes, whether the Rambam paskins, he has a loch of a mean or not, it's a Emes, a big Shaila in the Rambam, which is not clear, because the Rambam Nilchus Ritzeach, Perik Dalet, Aloch Yud Aleph, Be'emes says the Loshen, that he has a loch of a mean. The Kasimishna over there says, like brings down this Ran, that he has a loch of a mean. So too, the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila, Peik Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, says that he has a loch of a mean. But whereas the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Peik Gimel, Halacha Tes, is mashma that a mumma, Oichel Nevele, Flahachis, has a loch only of a mumma. And the Kasimishna himself over there says, that it sounds like the Rambam Paskins, like the Rashban Ra'or, that he only has got din, mumma lekula. The Chazanish, in Yeridea, Simon Beis, if gotten involved, he wants to answer all the shameless of the Rambam with what he just explained, that the halacha of Meridin is not tolu on the Shaila whether he's a min or a mumma, and Be'emes the Rambam paskins only as a din mumma, like it's mashman the Rambam Nichas Tshuva, and not like the Ran says that the Rambam paskins he has a halacha of a min. And the Chazanish is marich over there more for the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, Perik Dalet, which is Negea, this Shaila in Hilchas Shechita also. This Yesodus to Geshaila, how do we paskin l'alocha, whether a mumma, oichel nevelis lahachis, does he have a halacha of a mean, or does he have a halacha of a mumma? This is the Shaila, how to paskin l'alocha, which is unclear in the day of the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.